In today's episode, we're going to look at the internal and external factors that contribute to self-suffering. We're also going to take a look to see what science has to say about this matter. And then, without question, we're going to share some practical strategies to help you cultivate a higher level of self-awareness, compassion, and resilience. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Your Thought Life podcast. I'm your host, Michael Anderson. On this podcast, we help people overcome mindset challenges to fast track personal and professional success. If you haven't already, do subscribe and follow the podcast so you don't miss any of the episodes that are released on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. While you're at it, after you've enjoyed this episode, head over to wherever you listen to us and leave us a rating and a review so we can continue to grow the channel and help people seeking this style of content to find it much more readily. Your support of the podcast is truly appreciated. In self-suffering, today is our topic. There is this notion that we are the biggest arbitrators of self-suffering, in so much as the things that we put ourselves through tend to be self-inflicted. Right, wrong, or indifferent, any style of suffering is not very good for us, and it doesn't feel good in the moment, and the long-term consequences are not something that we need to have on our roadmap. It will impede our growth. It's going to enhance stress, anxiety, self-doubt is going to raise to a whole new level. And we're going to find ourselves inside of an emotional struggle where, if this is allowed to persist, some really bad diseases can settle in. Let me tell you, despite our desire to be happy, to be fulfilled, and to have contentment, we often inadvertently contribute to our own self-suffering. I know this to be an absolute fact because for a very lengthy period, I was my worst critic. I am a type A person, and because I'm type A, I have a propensity to really want to do things, I don't know, let's just say better than average. Some of the things that I would say about me after I had not performed the way I had envisioned was right along these lines. It left me feeling very empty, very lonely, and somewhat depressed. The good news is this: we have the power to break free from this cycle, and I am going to help you with this journey today. We're going to cultivate a more fulfilled and peaceful existence on the inside while looking at the external factors to really unpack and gain an appreciation for how they all come together to create this set of circumstances. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional, says the Dalai Lama. When I look at this quote, family, what it really tells me is that there should be a distinction between experiencing pain, which is an avoidable aspect of life, and choosing whether to allow that pain to transform into a prolonged suffering, aka self-suffering. It also emphasizes the power of mindset and the resilience that we either have or don't have with respect to life's challenges, how we succumb to them, and then whether or not the suffering becomes a part as a result of us being a wee bit too critical. Back when this was a highlight of my life, I had to ask myself, why do I let this happen? What is it that compels me to remain in this cycle that's so painful? It really boiled down to a cognitive process along with some convictions and some emotional states that had not been properly dealt with. They exerted a tremendous amount of influence on my life. Then add to it, you know, I'm already critical of myself, and now I'm putting the icing on the proverbial cake. And I noticed that the recurrence of negative thought patterns and the self-criticism and ruminating on the wrong thing sort of acted as wood on the fire to make this thing blossom and grow even larger than what it really needed to be. Then from an external factors perspective, I was working in a role, in a managerial role, and the expectations were incredibly high. And I was in what you call turnaround. So I went into very bad sets of circumstances, had to collect all of the facts, then change business processes, people, and technology to create a new outcome, one that was favorable to the vision of the company. And all of these things, these external factors, acted as inputs into whether or not I was performing up to par or not. Big idea here is external factors, societal expectations, work expectations. Some of us have issues with comparing ourselves among ourselves, and unresolved past issues. They weave for us an emotional network. And this emotional network is amplifying our feelings and our emotions, and at the same time, magnifying and amplifying discontentment and sorrow, both of which are direct related to self-suffering. And we want to end self-suffering today. Studies have shown that the human brain has a negative bias. It is far easier for you and I to be negatively charged than it is to be positively charged. And that's why there's the 95-5 rule. 95% of us indeed are negatively charged. And there's just a small percentage of, when I call the 5%ers, of us who are positively charged. If you're in a body, if you're in a mindset, if you're in a being that is negative charged, you're going to tend to focus more on negative experiences and other things that have taken place in your life than those that are positive. Science says we have to flip this on its head, and we have to take a very conscious approach by understanding this tendency that's built into the human brain and saying from this day forward, so this is act one in this journey we're on. Act one suggests that going forward, recall this fact, and we say to ourselves, henceforth and forevermore, we will be positively charged to the extent that we can be every single day. Worry will not be a part of our composition. Our past, as it hurt, as it did not or does not serve us today, will not be coming forward. We will most certainly look to highlight these positive aspects of our lives through thanksgiving, through gratitude, and we're going to look at those things right now that are inflicting pain on us and suffering, and we're going to reframe those in such a way that they no longer provide that pain. We're going to disable their ability to keep us fastened to this cycle. There's quite a bit of meat in that previous statement, so let's sort of kind of break this down. Let's talk about the antidotes to self-suffering, which in fact lie directly in the pathway of self-awareness and compassion. One of the things that I found very helpful in my journey when I was here firsthand was heightening my sense of awareness about what am I thinking about at all times? How am I feeling at all times? And for me to do that, I had to adopt meditation. And then there's those situations that occur like, bam, they hit you like a brick right now. You really don't have, because of the magnitude, an opportunity to just do all of this mindfulness stuff. You're already charged up before they even complete the sentence. You're already feeling those feelings that you feel, and those behaviors are being escalated to the front so that they can lean into this situation and showcase how you really feel. Well, when that happens, you got to have a plan. And the plan is for you to step away from the circumstances for a moment, 2-3 minutes, do the 5-5-5 breathing technique where you breathe in through your nose for 5 seconds. You hold for 5 seconds, and then you blow out with resistance through your mouth 5 seconds. This gets a hold of your anatomic nervous system and says, hey, settle down. The breathing facilitates the settling down of everything that's going on. By settling down over 2 to 3 minutes, then you can begin to think about your mindfulness and deploy those skill sets to gain an appreciation for what just happened, what was said, why did I behave this way? If it wasn't such a profound situation, what would I do next? You can begin to think clearly through the circumstances, thus breaking the cycle of self-suffering. Number two, you can challenge these negative thoughts. Many of the things, family, that we go through, we learn to recognize certain patterns, certain things that have happened to us. And when we see that developing before us, we already know how to correlate that. There's a chemical composition in the body that got stored away as a memory that says this is how we're going to deal with that when it happens again. But first, let me remind you, just in case you forgot, of what it feels like. Problem is, when you start feeling, you start acting immediately. And if you don't have this mindfulness piece in place such that you can heighten your awareness to get in between stimulus and response, then it's going to be too late. When we're checking in with ourselves and challenging those negative thoughts, we're saying, we've seen this movie before. We know that our body remembers situations like this from yesteryear, and we are not going to respond immediately. We are going to take a more calculated approach. We're going to settle down, and we're going to see if this situation that's being brought up in our minds, that's being stimulated by these old emotions that have come forward to support the situation at hand, what evidence do we have that it's as bad as we think it is, that it's identical to the old situation? And we're going to begin looking for that evidence. And what's going to happen more often than not is you're not going to have it. You will have been moved specifically by those things that occurred to you yesteryear. This is good. This is a good thing to note, because by questioning the validity of that past and the reframing it to be, it's not going to be like it was before. In fact, when I start digging in, I'm probably going to be able to see the positive in this, thus disabling the negative. We're going to be looking at life through a more realistic lens. Then let's not forget the self-compassion part. The self-compassion part is crucial. Treating yourself with kindness and understanding. When this situation applied to me, I shared with you that I was truly my worst critic. That is not a good place for you to be in, especially if you're not very disciplined. You don't have the level of EQ or the level of awareness to understand that your EQ is misaligned. This is not a good place for you to be negatively focused, negatively charged against yourself. Everybody that I've interviewed in the executive space, in the entrepreneurial space, high income earners, those that have their mindsets together, those that are hitting on all cylinders and doing the things that they desire to do, all have this one thing in common, and that's they treat themselves with love and kindness. We have to do the same thing. It's very difficult to connect the dots when you're going through the trauma, when you're going through the situation. But once you have mastered something, once you have reached the other side and you have obtained the goal, then it's very easy for you to look back and connect the dots. And this is why we want to learn from these individuals that I just made mention of. They have gone to the place where they desire to go, and they were able to look back and share this nugget. We should absorb it. Love yourself. Care for yourself at all times, no matter what someone else says. You maintain the highest level of love for you. And this is the essence of cultivating self-compassion. There's going to be times when you need to partner with somebody. So you need to have a good network of people around you. You need to be able to share and do life with people who are, you know, doing the same things that you're doing, attempting to move in the same direction that you're moving, having the same future vision that you have for yourself. Hang with those people, share in a very transparent way with those people, and let them feed into your life. All of these things make for a very complete you. We want to practice mindfulness, challenge those negative thoughts. We want to cultivate compassion, and we need a network of people that we can lean and depend on. Family, if you can just do these couple of things, science says that you can end self-suffering today. And if it's necessary for you to take another lesson, now that you see the content, and you can sort of think through where you are on this journey and which one of these you need to enact, please do that immediately. Goal of this channel is to help you fast track personal and professional success. And you can't do that if you're in a consistent state of self-suffering. That's why we want you to end self-suffering today. And by addressing these root causes of our suffering, we're able to cultivate an increasingly high level of self-awareness. And if you implement these practical strategies gradually, little bit by little bit, what you're going to find is your level of self-suffering is going to decline and continue declining until it's no longer an issue, such that you're able to live a more joyful and authentic life. And that is precisely what we want for you. Thank you so much for your time today. That concludes this episode. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R Thought Life, no spaces. And I want to remind you that you are enough. You can do it. You are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.